Hey, if you're down there, Fishman's Wharf, and Henry, don't say anything. Lefty O'Doul's, Lefty O'Doul's, the grill is cooking out there. It's got an unlimited buffet, lunch or dinner. Kids under 12, $7.99 a la carte entrees. But it's all the great Lefty's specialties, the burgers and everything that we had on Geary Street. But Lefty O'Doul's Buffet down there at Fisherman's Wharf. The weather is good. Check it out. And, of course, on the weekends they have the brunch specials and everything else. So right next to the Wax Museum down there. And Nick Bovis has done a great job of the new Lefty O'Doul's, Lefty's Buffet down at Fisherman's Wharf.
I heartily endorse Lefty Lefty O'Doul's. And Tom O'Doul, if you're listening, I'll be in there. I'll be in there soon.
I'm telling you, Henry, it's like not exactly the Mirage, but it is a buffet, and it's got everything you want. And it's down at Fisherman's Wharf, so you got crab and all that kind of stuff.
I love buffets. People who know me know that.
Well, buffet is your middle name. Henry
buffet is my middle
Schulman.
Name, yeah.
All right. It's been an interesting couple of weeks here, maybe even 5 days with the Giants. And Matt Chisholm was just here, and you joked at him, any moves right now. How do you like this?
Well, it's kind of fun in a way because, you know, the Giants have always been a team where you pretty much – know who's going to, like the 23 guys on the roster, who they're going to be, and then you spend 6 weeks trying to figure out who the last two guys are. And here, you really don't know. I mean, the one thing that's interesting, we keep waiting for a trade to drop. I mean, not Mike Yastrzemski. We keep waiting for, like, a major trade, and we've been waiting since Farhan Zaidi took over, and it hasn't happened, and, you know, we all know the reasons for that. I mean, it's been tough. They don't have much to deal. They don't want to overpay, this and that. But you have to think with all the relievers they have, with the still a need for outfield help, a right-handed outfielder that they kind of desperately need, you still think something is going to drop. And I know that you're like the fans, Marty. I mean, you can look at things analytically like a media person can, but you're almost like a fan, too, like where you feel, you know what, the season's about to start, and if they want to maintain interest in this club, they got to do something big, right?
Well, something to excite the fan base in some way. There's got to be some excitement. Whatever it is, you know, Stephen Duggar's been terrific. But it's something, what baseball needs is that momentum going into the season. And we, in my opinion, doing all the fringe stuff is not great to create that momentum. Now, does it make a better ball club? Absolutely. There's no question. So if they win, people will be appeased. But you're on Twitter. You get a lot of reaction. What's the reaction from the fans on how Farhan has done so far?
Well, I mean, the reaction is that, there's some fans who understand what he's doing. But, you know, most fans are like, hey, what are you doing for me? What have you done for me in the last week? And this is the same team that lost 98 games in 2 years ago and 89 games last year. And, you know, to some extent that's true. A lot of the bodies are the same. But it's not the same. I mean, having Duggar in center field and leading off, you know, for a full season is not the same as having Duggar for a quarter of the season. Having Buster Posey being able to turn on a ball with his hip is not the same as Buster Posey, who has to use his hands to get a base hit. Having Bumgarner for a full season is not the same as having Bumgarner, you know, on a motorcycle accident or getting his hand broken. And having Will Smith and Tony Watson for a full season and Reyes Maranta for a full season is not the same as, you know, bringing these guys up slowly or Smith coming back from Tommy John surgery. So, you know, I mean, just like Bruce said, you can't look at this roster right now, compare it to some of the big boys and say, yeah, you know what, this is a championship-caliber team. But nobody expects the Giants to be a championship-caliber team. All you want this year is you want improvement and moving in the right direction. And, you know, the one thing I will say, Marty, about momentum is that, and I was just writing this on my computer, I'm going to file this in my story, is that they really have played good baseball these last games here. Yeah. I don't mean the one-loss record. That doesn't mean anything. I'm talking about defense. I'm talking about moving runners. I'm talking about driving guys in. I'm talking about pitchers around the plate. And that's what you want to see going into the season. You know, you want to see them playing with that sort of level of crispness, which is a hard word for me to say. And they are. And, you know, whether they're going to be exciting or not, I do think depends on how much they're going to win.
Rene Rivera came to the park this morning, and he was gone. And then there is a ripple effect to Rene Rivera, which becomes interesting.
Well, yeah, you know, we've all assumed that Rivera, such a good defensive catcher, and the way he was swinging the bat, we just assumed they were going to put him on the team because they were not sure about how much Buster can catch to start the year. But I think a few things have happened. First of all, I think Buster has shown that he's healthier and readier than maybe they thought he would be at the beginning of the season. I mean, he's been able to catch in back-to-back games with no issues at all. And I think they've also seen Stephen Vogt, the former A's catcher. Now, he's coming off shoulder surgery, and they didn't know what to expect. But he's looked really healthy. He's just behind, you know, and he's going to start the season in the minors. He and the Giants have reached that agreement. He's here on a minor league deal. He is going to go down to Sacramento and just get catching reps. And maybe they feel that, you know, that Vogt would be a better long-term option. He's a left-handed catcher, which is a left-handed hitting catcher, which, you know, something the Giants haven't had for a while. You know, if they feel that Vogt is going to be the guy, but maybe May 1st, you know, maybe you don't give a 40-man roster spot right now to Rene Rivera. Maybe you take the guy who's already on the 40-man, who's already in your system, Aramis Garcia, who has not had a bad spring, not a great spring, but not a bad spring, improved as a receiver. Maybe you put him on the team for a month, and then, you know, if and when Vogt is ready, then you can just option Garcia out or keep him if you want three catchers. So this is, it's an interesting call. I was a little surprised they got rid of Rivera. My sources tell me the Mets are looking at him. I don't know if they're going to take him. They released Devin Mesoraco today, and he was their backup option that they signed. So it's possibility. I mean, the way Rivera played this spring, he will be on a major league roster.
Yeah, good catcher. Good catcher.
Very good, yeah.
Hey, Rajai Davis was released, and also Carlos Gomez. I like Carlos Gomez now. He had a terrible, I don't want to say a terrible year. He's in his mid-30s, maybe 33, something like that. Rajai Davis, great speed. I've always enjoyed him as a player. Any chance of either one of those being part of the Giant mix in the outfield?
Well, I mean, I think there's always a chance. I mean, I think they look at anybody. Now, you know, I mean, I'm sure that the teams, let's see, Gomez was with the Mets and Davis was with the
Mets.
Both with the Mets, yeah. You know, and I'm sure that, you know, before you release guys like that, you call around to teams that have a need and see if they'd be willing to work out a small trade. And, you know, the fact that there wasn't a trade tells me maybe there wasn't a lot of interest there. But on the other hand, teams like the Giants can also go, you know what, I don't think we have to give up anything for these guys because I don't think that anyone's going to claim them or anything like that, or anybody else is going to pick them up. We don't have to give anything away for them. We could just wait till he's released, they're released, and sign them. You know what? They're flawed. They're older. They're not the players they were. But, you know, you have to look at it as who do they have now? And can any of these guys be better than what they have right now? And right now, their right-handed hitting center field options are Mike Gerber and Henry Ramos. So that's the question that have to ask if you're Farhan Zaidi.
What a few days coming up. This is going to be fun.
Yeah, it will. You know, and I think they have to set their roster like a few hours on Thursday morning before the opening day game. And I have no doubt that they're going to wait until that very last minute to set that roster.
Oh, interesting. Henry, I'll be on the podcast with you. When is it on?
I think Monday. That's the plan. It's a Giants Double
Where
Play
do you
podcast.
Find it?
I will tweet out the link, but if you do use the podcasting apps on all of your smartphones, you can get it at iTunes. You can subscribe on iTunes or Google Play or any of the any of those services. And I will also embed the podcast in we'll embed the podcast any Giant story that you might read at sfchronicle.com. That podcast will be like kind of right in there.
Oh, terrific. I enjoyed it. Henry, thanks for all your cooperation and your courtesy this spring.
Absolutely. We'll talk in the regular season.
Looking forward to it. All right, that's Henry Schulman of the Chronicle. We're going to say goodbye right now and basically join John over there and Mike and get ready for Giants baseball. I'll be back with you on our post-game show today, and then it's back to the Bay Area tomorrow. Giants and Diamondbacks here. Derek Holland on the Hill. Have a good afternoon, everybody. Fish, thank you so much. Joe, thank you for being our intern this spring. And Raf as well, Joe Vore from ASU. All right, more coming up on the Sports Leader.